I'm Christy Toms, the Special Collections Digital Initiatives and Website Manager at Scarborough Library.
And you have some exciting news about a grant you received. Explain what the grant is and how much.
It is the National Endowment for Humanities Preservation Assessment Grant for Small Institutions. And we received $5,995, which will go towards doing a preservation needs assessment for the Sheppard University Archives and Special Collections. And what that means is that we will have a preservation specialist from the Northeast Document Conservation Center, who's just outside of Boston, a professional come in and evaluate all of our collections, how they're housed, what type of boxes are they in, what kind of material are they used to house them, box them up, what are our rooms, where they're stored, how are they being maintained, what's the humidity, what's the temperature. Then they'll also look at the building itself and see where it's located and make sure that there's no environmental from the outside that can harm the items inside. Also, they look at a disaster plan. What kind of disaster plan do you have? So say the building catches on fire. What items go and what items do you need to grab and get out? And once that assessment is completed, it'll create what we call a short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals of how we can actually preserve the items that we have.
What advantage to the Scarborough Library will this have?
It'll allow the items that we have, which chronicle the history of Sheppard University, chronicle education within the state of West Virginia, chronicle Shepherdstown itself. And what it'll do is it'll allow for them to be preserved infinitely, as well as allow them to be more accessible.
Once this company or organization comes mm-hmm. in and does its assessment, what happens after that?
They will give us a written report stating what they see as things we need to work on, such as we don't have a disaster plan. So if something should happen, what do we do with how do we protect the items? Some of the items are boxed. Photographs are boxed, but the boxes are kind of overflowing. So how many supplies do you need to be able to put them in appropriate boxes so they're not overcrowding each other? So they'll create a report, and they're basic concepts, but they'll give us a report and say, you know, once you complete this task, then you can go to this task and this task. So it kind of gives us a roadmap on where to go and how to kind of navigate preserving the items that we have. So our goal is once we get the report, we will start to evaluate and start working on our short-term goals of what comes from that report. And then we will work up from there.
So are you excited about this grant?
I'm very excited. It's a big deal. It's the National Endowment for Humanities say that the collection we have has historical value, has humanity value, and that they feel that we have such a great collection that they're willing to invest in preserving it for researchers, for students, for community members.